We thank you that you know all our lives in detail. You're able to stand at the end of our 2018 . You've already seen everything that life will throw at us. You're not bound by time. There's no limitations on you, God. We thank you for your majesty, your authority, and your power. That power that creates universes, that power that creates life. You've given us to live our lives under and knowing that power, that the power of Jesus Christ, the power of the living Word, Spirit of God, Spirit of God. Amen. I'm just going to say a few words, take a seat, and then we're just going to do some prayer. We're going to continue in this. I've got something that I just want to share. The band are going to take a seat on the step. Marcelo's going to keep praying in the background for just a little bit. Maybe just a little bit lower. A little bit lower. Perfect. Got a passage on my heart for you guys, for those that are in this room. Isaiah 40, verse 5 to 8 says, "The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken, the voice said, cry out. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass. All its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flowers fade. But the word of our God stands forever." End of a year. You know, time is precious, isn't it? You know, I was up on Byron Bay for holidays. We've been going there for years. We've got family up there. And I just, over probably the last 25, 30 more years that I've been going there, that place has changed. Now it's the bearded hipster, leather wristband capital of the world, I think, Australia. Before it's all yuppies now. It used to be quite alternative. But the place has just changed. I went into this cafe and it's just, you looked around and everyone was yuppie. You know, they're all sort of, there was a fleet of Range Rovers outside. When I went there years ago, there was a fleet of VW combi vans with peace stickers on the side, but now it's all changed. Things change, right? Time changes. Some of us are changing. Some of you in the last 12 odd years I've seen you, you've changed for the better. Another year is about to go. But I love this verse 6. The voice says, cry out. And he said, what shall I cry? Prophet Isaiah. All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like flowers of the field. The grass withers, the flowers fade. The reality of what this passage the prophet is saying is that humanity, all that we endeavor to do, all that we build, no matter how much we try, it fades, right? Whatever the world comes up with in terms of beauty, whatever civilization we create, it does fade. If you know a little about archaeology, you can dig under one foundation of one civilization, and if you keep digging, you'll find another foundation of another civilization. True? That once was great and beautiful, but got overcome and faded, and someone else built something on top of it. And our humanity and all that we are a part of, the Bible says, it fades away. And I guess we could think to ourselves that the enemy is time. True? I'm 50. I turned 50 this year. That's a milestone. And you could think as time goes by, things fade, things change. And this is literally what the prophet is saying. But then it says something quite different in verse 7 and 8. Let me just read verse 6 again. It says, the voice said, cry out. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass. All its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flowers fade. And it says something quite bizarre. It says, because. Everyone say because. The breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. You know, this world just thinks that time fades beauty. But the reality is, God does. I'm going somewhere with this. You're looking at me stunned. See, when they read this passage, when they heard these words, when they were first heard, they lived in a place, in Isaiah's time, where at summertime there was a hot wind. It used to come around May, and it would just sweep across. And it was just after spring where you had all the beautiful green grass and all the green trees. And then this wind off the desert would come through, this hot wind. Everything would just wither instantly overnight. We've had that here in Australia, amen, probably in the last couple of weeks. I came home and just the amount of leaves that have dropped off trees because of the heat. Bang! You could be watering this sucker. You could be looking after it, be luscious. The next minute, this 40-degree day comes through and you look and all these leaves just fall off trees. They just disappear. They're on the ground. There's a judgment over this earth. Do you know that everything that's new, from the moment that it's new, has a seed in it to die? I know I'm sounding a little bit morbid, but I'm going somewhere. Hang with me. Everything that's new has a seed in it that it will die. Everything that humanity creates, even us, from the moment you were born, you're on your way. I don't want to be too morbid, but there's a seed in you that's expendable. True? No matter what we try to create, oh look, we do things up, but things deteriorate. It's the way, it's the judgment that's on this earth. It's that wind of God. It's not time that's against you. There is judgment against you. There is a seed of death upon everything that God has placed across this earth. And there's not a government. We might think we've got the best system in the world, democracy or our government, but you know what? There's a seed of death in it. Amen? The Bible tells us kingdoms will fall, everything. Because there's that power. That's what the prophet Isaiah is saying. He said, there's the breath of God, and it's a judgment breath, and it flows across this earth, and it stirs me because it flows across every human soul that's out there around this church. Amen? There's a wind of judgment that's blowing across it. There's a wind of judgment that blows across our bodies. Our bodies are dying because of the fall. Amen? If you're not dying, raise your hand. If you've got some elixir that makes you live forever, raise your hand. I want to know about it. Okay. About to get to that. Shush, Joe. I'm talking about your human flesh. Outspoken people in the church. Someone remove her. No. Grass withers, the flowers fade, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. This could depress us, but I love the Word of God. Let me keep reading. Start at verse 6 again. The voice said, cry out. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, the flowers fade, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. Verse 8, but, everyone say but. The word of our God stands forever. There's another breath. There's the breath of our sovereign Father that's been blown across this earth. I'm sorry, but it is a breath of judgment. True? Everything has a seed of death in it because God has breathed on it that way. But there's another breath. The same breath that God breathed in the Garden of Eden. Out of it came life. Breath we're talking about here is His Word. Amen? And we know that His Word, and 1 John 1, His Word became flesh. Amen? It's Christ. Inside of us, we have the Word that is life, and it's never changing. There is no circumstance. There is nothing. It comes against. It stands against judgment. It stands outside of judgment. It's eternal life. And every one of us in this place, I mean, what we give, what we point ourselves to for 2018, what we've pointed ourselves to in 2017, don't point yourself at something that's dying. Point yourself at something that's alive. Yeah. Come on. Think about it. Point yourself. You have a breath of life in you. You have the Spirit of God in you. You have Christ living in you, and you have access to Him. You have access to His Word. And what do you, why would you point yourself? At what's been judged when you can point yourself at what's eternal? Come on. 2018 needs to be a new life source. This world wants to convince us that what has been judged and what is dying and what looks beautiful is what we should live for. When the prophet Isaiah says, don't. God says, cry out. This is a cry from heaven. A cry from heaven. Don't do it. Live for God's Word. Let His promises be what captivates your world. Not the things of this earth, but His promises, what God's placed over your life, what you are called to do, what your legacy will be, how your family will track with God's promises. Amen? I know education, and I know everything is great. It's all in balance, but don't let any of that fades. Take away what is eternal. Amen. The end of a year is always a recalibration for me. When I was reading this, it was like God just went boom in my spirit and said, tell them. There's so much life in you. Amen. A request to read verse 5. The voice said, cry out. And he said, what shall I cry? Well, flesh is grass. All its loveliness is like the flowers of the field. Okay. Would you like to come and preach? No. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. This is a communal message. I love it. I love someone who's passionate about the Word, and this girl certainly is. God's life in you overrides God's judgment. Do you get that? Do you know that you have the spirit of something new and fresh and eternal in you every day? That seed that produces death, that seed of judgment, doesn't work on your spirit if you've got the seed of life. Are you hearing me?
Solid.
Which can permeate, that seed of life can permeate out of you and affect every area. That's why the Bible says, Psalms, that we are trees of righteousness, planted by living waters, because we're actually feeding off something completely fresh and life-giving. There's a flow, there's a river flowing from heaven that feeds all of the seeds that are in us, the seeds of Christ, coming straight from heaven, and there's a freshness. You're actually getting renewed day by day in the Spirit. Are you with me? You're not actually dying. Your body, the earth, the temporal things are going backwards, but with you, with the Spirit of Christ, it's the other way around. It's literally the other way around. And for us as believers, we're supposed to be like that. Trees of righteousness out across this earth. When people look at us, and we should have hope in our breath. We should have hope in our voice. We should be talking about every circumstance that life throws at us with hope, because we have eternal life in us that can come against anything, any judgment on this earth, anything the enemy throws at us. We have hope in our lives. And we are called to speak against it. Constant hope. That's why it says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, but sanctify the Lord God in our hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to anyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you. You should be able to go, I'm believing for an amazing 2018. Why? Because pretty much what Joe said before, because I have a spirit of life in me. You don't have that. Do you have the Spirit of Christ? I have a spirit of life. Everything is possible. Anything is possible. Anything can happen because of the Spirit of life that's in me. Don't you have that? Another one on Hebrews 6:19. And the hope we have is an anchor of our soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. There's a whole other sermon in that, let me tell you. But that's where it all comes from. The hope is anchored. That seed is sitting in the right in the throne room, and it's connected to us. We have that. Amen. So, in the last moments, I want to speak promise over our lives for 2018. And right now, we're going to hand out some promises. Can we just grab those pieces of paper? They're somewhere. One per couple or individual, that's it. I need you to realize that this humble piece of paper that carries the Word of God, how incredible that a piece of paper can carry the Word of God, amen? And what we carry here is a promise. And this is only 10 of God's promises. There are so, so many more. And I want you in this place. I'm going to get you to get with some people, and we're going to pray. And what I really feel in the Holy Spirit, I'm going to believe that one of these promises leap off the page. One or maybe two. Hit you between the eyes. And I want you to see this promise as more life and more reality than the circumstances that are against this promise. Amen? I believe for the Spirit of God to stir your heart, your Spirit of God in you, just to connect with one of the promises that are on this piece of paper. God's already illuminated one of the promises. Raise your hand. One's gone straight. You've read it and it's just, okay, that's the one. Raise your hand. Awesome. I really believe the Holy Spirit. Even the promises that I selected, I believe the Holy Spirit put his hand on it because he saw you. He knows he's in this room. And he wanted you this year, 2018, coming. He wanted a release. And he wants you to agree with what he wants to do in your life. Amen? Because there is power in agreement. God wants to release over your life, over your family. He wants to release it over your life. And I don't care where you take that and make it into some huge one and stick it on your wall, stick it on your mirror. I believe that that promise that you're reading has more power, more truth, more reality than this ground we stand on. Amen? Than anything this earth could throw at us. So why don't we stand to our feet? What I want you to do, we're going to get the team to worship for a bit. I want you to get into groups of two or three, or, and I want you to pray for each other around these promises. If you want to do it as a couple, fine. If you want to do it with some other people. Come on, let's agree across this place. Maybe share that one promise and then the group will pray this as we share your promise and then get everyone to pray. We're going to pray for everyone. Come on. Thanks, guys.
Father, all of heaven, rise your name, sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Our Father, all of heaven, rise your name, sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. How Father, all of heaven, rise your name, sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. How Father, all of heaven, rise your name, sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Spirit, break out. Break out walls down. Break out. Heaven come down. Spirit break out. Break our walls down. Spirit break out.
Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Okay, come on. If you're finished, just begin to worship God. Come on in this place. Maybe we can turn the lights down low. Begin to worship God. Spirit of God.
For fresh on us, Jesus.
Come on, stand to your feet,
for
worship
fresh,
Him. Come on, across this place as we close this service. Turn the lights down so we can just worship. Come on, lift your hands.
Heaven come down. Spirit break out. Break out, Jesus. Break our walls down. Spirit, break out.
Jesus.
Heaven, come down.
Jesus.
Away, Jesus. For fresh.
Jesus. Spirit of God, Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Do you know what? I believe the Holy Spirit is challenging you to trust Him. In 2018, I'm going to pray that the end of 2018, you'll drag out that piece of paper or that promise, and you'll have an opportunity to thank God for His fulfillment. Amen. I really felt the Holy Spirit just wanted to bring some clarity and focus to what He wanted to do. Because we have creative life in us, amen? The Spirit of God wants to advance us. He wants our 2018 to be one of life, not decreasing, but increasing, amen? One where we see the Spirit of God's moved and hovered and over our world, and we've seen change, and we've been agents of that because we've allowed the Spirit of God to work inside us and our families. Amen. Raise your hand in this place if you've got a promise out of day. Come on. Speak it out. Grab that promise. Speak it weekly, daily, over your circumstances, listening to the prompting of God as He directs you and guides you to see that promise fulfilled. Amen. Feel the Holy Spirit was trying to not allow us to see. Sometimes our years can bump into other years. And sometimes we can't see exactly where God's work to move. But you know what? I believe 2018, God put on my spirit to tell you that He wants to show you promise and reward. He wants to show you that He is working in your life. And as we focus and see and just believe God in that area, that you're going to look back and you're going to go, wow. Have an expectancy of 2018. Amen?
Yeah.
Come on, we just thank God in this place. Come on. In your own way. I believe the promise of salvation over households. 2018. Amen? What do you believe it for you guys? Salvation of our soul. And I know you know it, Dave Pollock, but your world is going to be turned upside down. That expectancy, that anticipation. And it's going to be more diverse than you think. Keep your mind open to what the Holy Spirit is doing, He's leading. Preparation years. We just spoke about before, harvest years are now. Sheila, salvation over your household. Salvation. Salvation. It's a promise. You're a righteous woman of God. Stand in that household and declare salvation over your household. Spirit of God. God, I pray for everyone in this room that we would just allow our lives to be pointed around that which is eternal, that which is life to You. Give everything that we do an eternal purpose and cause, God. Let it be connected to Your cause, Your eternal life, Your eternal purpose here on earth. Keep us, God. Keep us focused on You, God, and Your life. Not allow us to allow our gaze to fall on those things that fade away, as Your Word says. We know those things are important, but God, I just pray that Your eternal life in us is the most important part of who we are. It's the most important part of our day, our weeks, our months, and our year. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Last thing I want to do, if you've never accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know, on the last day in 2017, one of the promises on there was about accepting Christ. If that's the promise that you want to receive in this place, I want everyone just to close their eyes for one moment longer. And if you do not know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you've never committed your life to Him or opened your heart to Him, I want to give you a moment right now. This is the most, to be honest, the most important part of this service. It's not something we tag at the end, but something that's so powerful. And we're going to pray a prayer across this place, and I want you to pray it with all your heart. If you've never prayed this prayer before, pray it with all your heart, accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior. And we, as believers in this place, are going to pray with you. Come on, church, let's do it together. Dear Lord Jesus, I accept you today as my personal Lord and Savior. I accept that you died on the cross for me to give me your grace and your mercy and take away my sin, take away my judgment, and replace it with your grace and mercy. I accept today that I am a Christian, which means Christ in me, that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that eternity is placed in my heart. I love you, Jesus. Forgive me my sin. Come into my heart. Be my Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen. Every eye closed just for a moment longer. If you prayed that for the first time or was a rededication, I guess, come on, raise your hand. We just want to get someone to have a chat with you. If you prayed that for the first time to become a believer today, just raise your hand. Let us see who you are, and we're going to get someone to pray with you. So we can cross this place. Spirit of God. Okay. Amen. Well, God bless you. Have an amazing, amazing day and night. Be good tonight. And I'll see you in the new year. Happy New Year from all of us here at Bay City. If you are visiting with us, please head on out there for a coffee, cafe, hang around for a coffee. God bless you.